Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. Ajahn Karunanda Mo introduced the meditation on the say mindfulness of the elements, and I'd like to continue that. Give a bit more perspective on that. There's Ajahn Sujito has a section of that in his book on meditation. I feel quite quite useful, I'll read from this. Okay, this begins with a quote from Majjhima 62, which is the discourse that the Buddha is giving instruction to his son Rahula. Develop meditation that is like the earth, for when you develop meditation that is like the earth, agreeable or disagreeable contact that arises will not invade and take over your mind. Okay, the what and the why. When we refer to elements, dhatu, in Buddhist meditation, what is meant are the modes through which we experience any form in terms of its solidity, mobility, warmth, and plasticity. Unlike the English word, element doesn't imply anything solid. For example, in one analysis, consciousness is an element. Hence, we can also use the word property. What it refers to is a particular behavior. Fire's property is to be fiery, to bind to an inflammable and consume it. That's what makes fire what it is. The practice of contemplating the elements exercises the mind's ability to shift its habitual ways of perceiving form, in particular bodily form. For example, we may find the shape of a person's body attractive or unattractive, without recognizing that shape in and of itself is neither. It's compounded out of solidity, the earth element, and plasticity, the water element. As these elements change, the current disposition isn't a final truth. What shape is a candle flame when the wind blows? What shape is an ice cube on a summer's day? Even when the shape remains constant for a few years, it's quote-unquote, meaning changes. The apparently sleek design of this year's car will look outdated in 2 years' time, become antiquated in 5 years, and a classic in 10. When we contemplate form in terms of changeable elements, excitement or disgust don't get aroused. The form of the thing is just what it is right now. It's a phase in the process of changeable elements. We can't own it. We can't stop our bodies changing. In fact, the body is not really ours. There's a lot of passion and pain when we do take the shape, size, and vitality of the body personally. So coming to terms with it as a form that belongs to nature is a way of clearing out a source of suffering and stress. Seeing form in terms of elements helps us do that. The elements are a direct perception of the body. They become apparent when we sit still and ask ourselves, right now, how do I know that I have a body? There will be a sense of solidity, and we can easily discern the movement of breathing and the body's warmth and vitality, strong or subdued. More subtly, there is the sense of all these movements and pressures belonging to the same thing. They flow in relationship. The tingling belongs to the solid matter. The breathing passes through a solid form and affects it. All these are the elements. The solid is earth. The moving is air. The warmth or vitality is fire. And the cohesive, the sense of everything being bound together, is water. Water is the element that provides shape. You can see these elements in everything from cars to trees to stars and clouds. However, the most significant experience of these elements is in our own bodies and their energies. Earth, the firmness and mass and ability to resist pressure, becomes apparent in the body through attuning to the skeletal structure, or to the soles of the feet when standing or walking. It awakens the sense of having ground, of being grounded, and will eventually settle into a firm supportive energy in the diaphragm. It gives the sense of resistance, holding against the pressure of something other. Air is wind, movement, changeability, and the ability to exert pressure. You can attune to it through the contemplation of breathing. Its natural base is the chest. Air is that sense of pressure being exerted, however subtly, as in the expansion of the abdominal and chest cavities and the distension of the nostrils. It is also the sense of brushing within the nostrils and throat with the in and out breath. We might also note it as the movement of the body and the shift of internal and external pressures in walking. When it is absent, there is a sense of rigidity, a negative aspect of earth. Fire is warmth, light, and vitality. It is detected in the warmth of the body. In its absence, we feel cold and dull. Fire is also desire, the impulsive and the adhesive, that which moves towards catching, connecting, and clinging. It is associated with sexual, intellectual, or aspiration energies, all of which have the impulse to get it. Whereas water is the cohesive sense of being held, fire is the adhesive sense of reaching out to hold. It centers behind the forehead and eyes and can be sensed as luminosity and motivation. We get stagnant without it. Water represents the degree of wetness, cohesiveness, and flow, and the ability to be supple and shapeable. It is most obviously discernible as moisture in the mouth and sweat through the skin. It also refers to suppleness, as in the easy softness of the lower abdomen. Water, as the cohesive sense, reminds us of being held together, as, for example, being wrapped in skin, a sense that may have the negative connotations of constriction. It can also be felt as the flushes and flows of subtle sensation through the body. Being cohesive and flowing, water brings up the experience of rhythm and pattern, sensations that flow in a discernible form. We might detect this comfortably in the rhythms of breathing, or in the repetitive swinging of the hips and shoulders when we walk. As water binds things together, it counteracts the more explosive energies of fire. One way of balancing overcharged energy, for example, is to imagine sitting within a stream of descending water. It can be a force of harmony. There's also a fifth element, that of space, which is an inferred element, in that it is detected as the absence of the other four. This absence may be sensed as a space, such as the open space of the sky or of the throat, or as an alleviation in the intensity of an element, as is experienced when we come out of a densely crowded place. Most important, space allows release from and recognition of the other elements. So it's a good element to have access to, as it will support a more spacious attitude and give us an overview. Body and mind are closely related in terms of energies. When we're stressed, we feel bodily tension. When we're happy, we feel bodily brightness. The energies that produce these states are bound up with the three forms of activities: bodily, mental/emotional, and verbal. Simply speaking, what the mind feels, the body feels in terms of energies. And where the mind is stuck, the body also feels stuck, numb, or reactive. the area of bodily experience where we sense overall impressions such as feeling balanced, healthy, vital, or sick, is called the somatic sense. It gives signals that are translated into emotions of contentment, nurture, vitality, rage, panic, and fear, as well as subtler senses of feeling calm or open. Psychological shock will have a somatic effect, which may become locked into the body. Emotional warmth or empathy, on the other hand, supports the release of these effects. Our life situation may also result in degrees of persistent tension, which can be experienced as a quote-unquote blocked absence of feeling, or a sense of being compressed or contracted. This kind of tension may not be evident because it is a chronic residual tension out of which more acute tensions arise. When they die down and we go from being 95% tense to being only 50% tense, we feel pretty relaxed. But the signs of this residual tension are either a general inability to feel, whereby we can't sense subtler aspects of the body, such as the full rhythm of breathing, or a state of feeling on edge, unable to settle into the body. Some parts of the body may also be unconsciously gripped by reactions of anger or fear that have become frozen into its somatic sense, so they feel compacted or highly sensitive for no apparent reason. When there are blocks caused by frustration, guilt, and rage, they may register in the somatic sense as tightness or numbness. Ordinarily, we may not know this because our attention avoids these areas. However, in meditation, we check in with the present disposition of the body, part by part, and the somatic sense provides an indicator of experiences that we may have dismissed. If a felt experience isn't somehow cleared or responded to, it leaves traces in the entire system. Clearing the experience requires the space to allow it to pass, but this space gets lost if the experience itself is marked as quote-unquote wrong or feels unsafe to allow into awareness. Thought and speech aren't always capable of comprehending or coming to terms with what is going on, and there are also social restrictions on talking about and expressing intense moods like anger or grief. In such a case, a layer of guilt or shame gets added, and the pattern is buried rather than cleared. Therefore, accessing the somatic impression in the body is a way of meeting and clearing these residues by translating their felt sense into elemental terms such as hard, fiery, and so on. This curtails spinning out into agitation and proliferation and allows the feelings to be felt, ventilated, and pass. Afflictions are not all there is. When we notice feeling really solid, or bright and radiant, or light and breezy, or flowing, witnessing our emotions in terms of changing elements checks the reactions and the proliferation of thoughts and emotions. Sometimes that's all that's needed. And at other times, when we find ourselves becoming rigid or hot-headed or spun out and blown away, we might need to bring a balancing element to mind, earth to give us firm ground, water to soften and empathize, or space to quell the reactivity. This allows us to experience difficult emotions in a way that doesn't suppress them, but remains empathic and spacious. Contemplating bodily experience in these terms brings around personal well-being through sharpening attention, turning inwards, and balancing the bodily energies. Instead of reacting to or even interpreting pressures, flushes, and heated energies in the body, we can tune into them as they are and learn to ease, steady, or balance them. In this meditation, then, we can begin to fully participate in the life of our own body to bring around some wholeness and healing. Explore what makes the body feel present for you. While sitting, close your eyes and put aside the visual map of the body or notions about its appearance. Without all that, how do you know you have a body? Fully receive and attune to the sensations, energies, and feelings that constitute your body impression. How would you define it in its own terms. A certain pressure here, a certain repeated movement here, a tingling and pulsing here, something warm or cool here. This feels hard, this feels heavy, this feels supple, and so on. Notice these elemental experiences: weight, solidity, or earth, movement and pressures, air, heat, cold, vitality, fire, moisture and suppleness, water, openness, space. Establish a kind of dialogue between sensing textures and behaviors that indicate the presence of your body and checking what concept fits them, using the language of the five elements. As you practice, you may locate subtler aspects of the elements. The sense of this arm being connected to the shoulder is cohesion, as is the flow of energy from the palm to the fingers. The feeling of inertia, of having gravity, is earth. The sense of fullness in the belly is the pressure of air. Spend time resting your attention in these elements in an open and peaceful way. The weightiness of weight is not good or bad. It's just like this. As you sit, stand, walk, or recline, notice the interweaving of these elements. When any sensation or energy arises, what is its initial impression, even before it is pleasant or unpleasant? It might feel like burning, or perhaps you pick up on the pulse of it, or you might get the impression of a large mass, earth, or of something more diffusive, say the tingling in the hand, ebbing up the wrist and subsiding in the arm like an incoming tide, water. As an element comes to the fore, be aware of how its quality affects attention, attitude, and mood. Go to the sense periphery of your body. What is the outside of that? You might open your eyes in an oceanic gaze, attuning to the sense of space, of openness, rather than any specific object. Acknowledge in a bodily sense the space around you. Let the body sense and relax into that. Whenever any tightness or sudden movements occur in the body, or when entering a numb patch, practice generating space around that. Also develop spaciousness as a mental attitude. Be spacious. Don't resist or hold on to any impressions. Lessen any reactivity by stepping back from impressions if need be. If you find yourself reacting or catching hold, deliberately shift your attention elsewhere. To be spacious and yet focused might mean imagining what the tightness would look or feel like, rather than resisting, reacting, trying to fix it or understand it. Give it psychological space. As you spread awareness around that impression, attend deeply without any other motive than to be present and empathic. Amplify that intention with suggestions like, all the time in the world to find a place to be with this. Widen your focus around the tightness, agitation, or numbness. Then smooth attention from the center out to the periphery of the area. Attuning to air, steadily and repeatedly breathe through the area and out into the space. Allow mind states and moods to unfold and flow. Over the course of a few minutes, you may sense your bodily impression shift to a more comfortable, enlarged, or settled mode. When you feel balanced and relaxed, get a good sense of how that feels. There will be a general sense of how the body manifests. It may seem lighter, with a less sharply defined periphery, for example. It may seem more alive and tingling. Notice also the overall mood, tone, and energy of the mind. The thought processes may be more even or subdued. It may be that there are still disturbances. If so, you can take the practice further. In the first step, acknowledge the imbalance in elemental terms. Say there is too much pressure. If it is an active pressure, as of some force or energy being engaged, this is air. then attuned to a helpful manifestation of air, such as the swelling and subsiding of the chest or abdomen. Bring that air to bear on the negative air. Allow the two senses to meet each other. They will start to overlap and even merge in places. Keep spreading your awareness over the two streams until they come into harmony. If this doesn't bring around balance, the second step is to try an element that is a counterpart to the elemental sense of the difficulty. In the above example, air is a counterpart to earth. But if the pressure were more a passive one, such as being constricted, we would acknowledge that as water and look for the vital element, fire. This may be found in the tingling of the palms or in the vital warm core within the body. Or imagine the warmth as outside, such as the sun or fire playing on the face or chest. Let things loosen up under these influences. When you find a sense of balance, allow attention to amplify it. Then gradually, by widening and sweeping attention, draw that sense over the entire body, connecting it to the ground beneath and the space around you. In time, this may produce an image that you can dwell upon for firmer concentration. When you have worked around your body, discerning elements and bringing them into balance, let go and contemplate elements as they arise and pass. Contemplate how they affect the perception of the body. Acknowledge that none of this is solid or lasting. Dwell in the awareness that sees that. It may be that your mind needs support to pick up these elements in a full way. In this case, take your time and imagine the meaning of firm, rigid, or flowing, wishy-washy, then bright, fiery, and agile, restless, and spacious, empty. Are there any body impressions, even temporary, that line up with those senses? Work around simple impressions, like the weight of the skull, the bones in the hands, or the pressure of the seat on the ground. Water is the most difficult to detect, so leave that until you get more adept. With evaluation, and when attuning to any body energy, energies get released that may be unsettling. So work slowly and gently, and avoid analysis or deductions. Try to recognize how you know the quality of everyday things. Your ability to pick up a plum and know how ripe it is by its degree of firmness, earth element. We can calibrate these elements very clearly when we go to buy or choose something. Maybe you're checking out some ornaments, and on picking something up, you know it's plastic, not brass, because it doesn't have the weight, earth, or coolness, fire, of metal. Try contemplating form in these ways, the shape of your own or someone else's form as a form in nature, like a tree, a rock, or a cloud. There can be agreeable or disagreeable feelings around these shapes, but the shapes don't have to be equated as essentially belonging to anyone or anything. A cloud, a stream, a candle flame. Shape is the dance performed by the water element. The natural centers of earth, fire, water, air, and space are respectively the midriff, solar plexus region, the middle of the forehead, above the nose and between the eyes, the lower abdomen, the chest, and the throat. Placing your attention in any one of these areas might again help you to get a fuller impression of an element in a somatic rather than anatomical sense. You can also contemplate breathing in elemental terms. The breath can then spread that impression and energy over the entire body. For example, the repeated rhythmic flow of the breathing process can be sensed as water. If we then attune to that particular sign and enlarge it in the mind, the body can be experienced as something supple, and the mind feels flexible. In a similar way, you may sense the breath energy becoming more like light, the fire element. Then, as you scan the body impressions, you may notice that some parts of your body feel cold or numb. Breathe the fire element through the body for warmth and brightness. The earth at the end of the out-breath may help to ground an unsteady mind, and the breath as air keeps everything momentary and light. We can also work with the tightening or contracting sensations around physical pain. In this case, acknowledge the aches and pains in elemental terms, like a rock, like fire. That in itself may cool out the hard reactions to the pain and make it seem less aggressive. Create some space around the pain and then try flowing a diffusive and cool awareness through it by means of the fluid, watery quality of the breath. Okay, I think a part of that is the same being a bit creative, and we tend to easily get stuck in a literalness that is gets really really boring or really limited in how we experience things, and that's the, you see the element. That application of element meditation is a good example of how in all of our meditation practice, investigation, reflection, we need to. I mean, you have a certain template and foundation, but you have to learn how to apply it and make it work so that there's an increase of mindfulness and awareness and a increased clarity, and then ways that help the mind to become more, let's say, that fundamental increase of wholesome dhammas, decrease of unwholesome dhammas, so that there's seeing that application. It isn't just by plunking the literal aspects of the meditative. Okay, if I pump my breath in and out, in and out, in and out, somehow I'm going to become enlightened. And it doesn't work like that. You need to figure out how does it work? What's it mean? How do I react to it? What are my habits? What do I get stuck in? What are my strengths? How can I work with this? So this is really an important aspect of a practice. Okay. And the Maya.